Thank you. I would like to thank committee members for very exhaustive questions, and I note that your questions were made in such a way that we can answer them on the basis of a proper understanding of the situation and structure of Bosnia and Herzegovina. We as delegation members will answer questions by the order you ask them, taking into consideration the responsibility of each of the members of the delegation. So I will answer the first two questions about the application of the convention and determination of constitutionality of the entity legislation, and which body would be responsible for that kind of a review. In Bosnia and Herzegovina, the only court that can decide whether a piece of legislation is in line with the Constitution and with the international treaties enumerating in the Constitution is the Constitutional Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina. No other court can conduct that kind of a constitutional review of legislation. According to the Constitution of Bosnia and Herzegovina, members of institutions and institutions that have that kind of legal standing have been clearly indicated. When it comes to the presence of the convention provisions over legislation of Bosnia and Herzegovina, I have to say that provisions of a convention have to be directly applied. Courts and other relevant bodies have to do that, to directly implement and apply provisions of the convention, because principles of the international law are a component part of the legal order of Bosnia and Herzegovina. I hope that I have answered to these questions that are very relevant, because they start from the very top, or the definition of the application and the importance of the convention in the social and political life of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Other questions will be answered by our delegation members. Mrs. Saliha Juderea will answer some of those questions, then the prosecutor will also answer two questions regarding criminal law. We have also representatives of the Ministry of Justice of Bosnia and Herzegovina. They will answer those questions that refer to legislative issues. And when it comes to investigations, criminal investigations, our colleague from our police agency at the national level, the SIPA, will answer those questions. When it comes to the Missing Persons Institute, we will have two colleagues, Mrs. Juderea and myself, answering those questions. Now I will pass the floor immediately to the delegation members. Mrs. Juderea, the floor.